Brett, did Port, it's sort of a bit of word that you were going to get picked up, but did Port make any promises, or you only really found out until they called your name yesterday?
Yeah, no, Port didn't make any promises. I had a pretty brief discussion with Jason and Jeff a few weeks before I went overseas. They just did their due diligence and just sort of mentioned that they were sort of interested. So, no, there was no promises beforehand, so, yeah.
You think you can come in straight away and make an impact at AFL level?
Yeah, I think I can do, if I get really fit and strong over the next 3 months and come in, I think there's a spot there for me, so, yeah, I'm excited by it.
Is that what you got to work on, do you think, to take that next step?
Yeah, I think just fitness for me. I think just get really fit and strong, and I think if I'm banging down the door, the opportunity will come, so, yeah.
Is that one of those things, being, you know, in SANFL, basically professional but not full-time, do you think that that's what can be the gap to make you an even better footballer?
Yeah, I think playing SANFL, you train 3 times a week, we're here every day, so the improvement will come, it's just how hard you work. I think I'm up to that, so... Yeah.
But 27, did you always think that this opportunity would come, or was there times in the last, say, 5 years where you thought, well, maybe it's just not going to happen?
Yeah, I think my motivation to keep playing SANFL was just playing the best football I could for as long as possible. So there was times where I thought the AFL won't come because obviously age and whatnot, but I'm really glad to be here right now in a full-time system, so really happy.
Have you sort of found with the AFL that there's more opportunities for older players with state leagues and obviously through the rookie draft as we've seen this year?
Yeah, I think the AFL's sort of gone down the path the last 5 years of picking the best players, whether they're 22 or 18. So I think that's what helped my case this year. So, yeah.
Do you feel with Port, obviously, with obviously Charlie Dixon having an ankle injury at the moment, obviously losing Schultz and Butcher at the end of last season, there's a bit of an opportunity there for you to come in and play a bit of footy straight away?
Yeah, I think my focus is just to get the respect of the playing group and the coaches pretty early on and just work hard as I can. If opportunity comes, then it comes, but I'm just going to work as hard as possible.
You were under sort of obviously Collingwood's nose a few years ago. What do you think the difference is in your game now that's given you this opportunity to have a crack?
I think the last 3 years working under Brad Gotch at South, I've just improved my all-round game, you know, defensively, offensively, where 3 or 4 years ago I was probably more mark and kick goal type player. So I think my all-round game's improved. So.
Were you living with Gotchie, is that right?
Yeah, living with Brad and Zave, yeah.
So what sort of influence has he had on your career and maybe getting into this point?
He's been super. So he's been... real sort of pusher for me the last 3 or 4 years. He's taught me little things to improve on, and sort of he's been good.
Pretty honest sort of guy too.
Yeah, he's pretty straight down the barrel type guy. So he doesn't muck around. Yeah, he's pretty good. So yeah.
Was there a point during this year with South where Gotchie said, "Oh mate, I think you're ready to play AFL footy"?
Nah, our focus at South was to win a premiership in the SANFL. So. Nothing really popped up on the AFL side of things until probably the season was finished. And then Brad mentioned there might be a few opportunities thereabouts, so that was about it.
When you were with Collingwood in 2011, when you did your ACL, did you think that was probably it? Your chance to play AFL footy was gone?
Not so much. I thought if I could come back from my knee and, have some good seasons and someone look at me again. But yeah, I didn't think opportunity would come at being 27, so...
And being a bit older, does it make you appreciate it when it does come around? The younger kids, they maybe perhaps take it for granted. Being a bit wiser and more mature, does it make you realise how good it is?
Yeah, I think so. I think full-time football is probably the best job in the world, I think, personally. So from my point of view, I just want to get in and have a real crack and get fit as possible. So,
what about Ken? Have you had a chat to him about what he expects for next season? Did he ring you to congratulate you?
No, Ken showed a message through. He's overseas in China at the moment, so haven't had full-on face-to-face discussion yet. So looking forward to that.
For people who haven't seen you play, Brett, do you sort of play, I suppose, closer to the goal, or can you sort of play as a half forward, or what's sort of your best position, you think?
I think in between. I can play deep, I can play up, I can sort of play a fair few roles in the team. So I'll have a chat to a few forwards coaches and see what they plan for me, but yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And what are you going to consider to be a success this year, Brett, at the end of the season? Any particular goals?
For me, I just want to get the first game, so I just want to work as hard as possible, get the respect of the playing group, and try to get a game and go from there.
What do you think? Obviously, you play with Emmanuel Ira at South Adelaide as well. It must be great to have two South boys joining the rookie list here.
Yeah, it's good to see a nice Panther down there. So Emmanuel's worked really hard the last 2 years to develop his game, and he's got opportunity now. So interesting to see where it goes.
How do you think he'll go as part of obviously being a part of an AFL setup as well?
Yeah, he's a hard-working kid, E-man. So I'm sure he'll make the most of this opportunity and have a crack. So
he's a midfielder, is he?
He's a midfielder, wing. He can sort of half forward, half back in between that sort of arc. So. He's got some tricks, he's pretty quick, and yeah, interesting to see where he goes.
Okay, are there any forwards here that you want to, I suppose, learn off particularly? Or?
There's a few. Brendan Lade's a forwards coach, I can pick his brain a fair bit, so obviously work with Charlie Dixon, a few of those guys, so it'd be interesting to see how they go about things.
Awesome.
Yep.
And what about a reception from the Panthers if you're playing them in the sample?
How's that going to go?
They're pretty hostile there at times. So, I've got plenty of good memories down south. So, any chance to go back there, I'll cherish it and love it. So, hopefully the crowd does the same.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Mike. Cheers. Well done.